Dr. Tanya Haj Hassan with Doctors Without Borders.
We're screaming on every possible avenue that we can. This cannot continue, and there needs to be an immediate ceasefire.
Israel's prime minister rejecting that call. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's met with students at Cornell University after threats to the campus Jewish Center.
If you're going to engage in these harmful actions, hate crimes, breaking our laws, you will be caught and you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Maine Governor Janet Mills responding to news of red flags ahead of last week's mass shooting in Lewiston.
This is not a quick and easy investigation, and it hasn't stopped just by the finding of Mr. Card's body.
Police say the shooter, Robert Card, killed 18 people before they believe he turned the gun on himself. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he isn't sold on a Republican-led bill to address PFAS in Wisconsin. The bill would create a grant program to help communities affected by PFAS chemicals and provide aid, but it would also limit the state's Department of Natural Resources' ability to hold those polluters accountable. Evers didn't commit to either sign or veto the bill in an interview with Wisconsin Eye on Monday. Governor Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature remain far apart on boosting Wisconsin's economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says he'd veto those bills.
That is not going to impact inflation. If we're worried about inflation, let's do a middle-class tax cut, and that's it.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Your hometown news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with snow showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 37. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, 17. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM locally grown radio.
When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the John and Gordy Show on Halloween Eve.
No, it's not. It's Halloween. Well, yesterday was Halloween Eve.
Tonight is the Eve thing. You know, it's like,
What are you talking about?
We go out at night and we do our little thing, you know?
Yeah.
We take our baskets, our little pumpkin containers. Yeah, I don't like the hard plastic trick-or-treat containers.
I like the old-fashioned paper grocery bag look for Halloween.
Well, yeah, I remember those days. And, you know, on a more moist evening, the bottoms would come out. And that was not a good thing. So
yeah, and here it is, Halloween, and once again, it's cold.
Is it?
We've got snow.
Is it?
There's flurries. I'm looking right out State Street right now. There are a few light flurries, very light flurries.
Yeah.
Cold.
Went out to the car, saw some frost on the windows. It was light flurry. And it blew right off. Didn't have to scrape the windows this morning at all. What a relief.
It's 31 degrees, but the wind chill makes it feel like 21.
Feels like 21.
Colder than a witch's broomstick, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I forget the phrase exactly. Highs in the mid-30s this afternoon. Halloween Day. Here on day two of the John and Gordy Show.
That's right. Before we get into all of that, we want to really kind of pick your brain on this because there's so many things to think about for Halloween. You know, how did we all turn on to it? Did we not turn on to it? Did we hate it right away? Did we think that having, you know, little festivals of horror movies or slasher movies would help feel more Halloweenish? We want your input on all this stuff. You know, what influenced you to hate or love Halloween?
Yeah.
And okay, to go out and celebrate Halloween in a costume. So many people don't want to be in costume.
Well, right.
And that's the sad part.
But the kids, it's for the kids, right? It's a kid's holiday.
We never grew up. The kid's holiday, you know, was banned in downtown Madison. Come on.
Well, the big party. What did they call it? It had a name. I forget what it was. But anyway, they banned it. It got too big.
Right.
I remember days when it was just jam-packed State Street from the Capitol all the way to the
university.
But
you don't outgrow it.
What? Well, I know.
And all the students were down here, and they were just reliving it, and they had all these incredibly imaginative costumes down here. And that was the fun about coming down here and looking at all of this.
Well, sure.
And then what did they do? Oh, they had to ruin the event by having more people there.
You know, it got popular. That's what happened.
Successful, right? You don't want more success.
It got too popular.
And then they bust people in from other states.
Well, they got so many people in that started to get to be a problem to handle the crowds.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. A lot of people climbed the light poles downtown, and that wasn't a big deal. But
they did. But they would fall off. They'd get injured. Then you couldn't get an ambulance to them. It's not a good
scene. It was tough.
Yeah, so what do you think about Halloween? You can call us on the John and Gordy hotline at 608-879-8255.
That's talk.
608-879-TALK. We're on Facebook Live this morning. We've improved the lighting a little bit, so now you can see us. Doesn't look like we're in a dark cave somewhere.
Thank goodness. You want to look at the radio stars, right?
And you didn't wear a costume, neither did I, but you do have something.
I do.
A pendant of some kind.
What is that? My wife wanted me to come down here today in my Doctor Strange outfit. And I'm just getting used to this, getting up in the morning, much less dressing as Doctor Strange. So I thought I'd just compromise and just wear the amulet. And this is the Time Stone amulet.
Can you take that off? I'll show it to the camera. Or is there? Will you be cursed if you take it off? Here.
No.
Okay.
Just be careful. Don't let Thanos get it.
Well, this thing is heavy. So tell me the story on this. What's the story on this?
The story is, you can see the green light there. That is the Time Stone in there.
Okay.
And that plays a big part of the Marvel Universe. And Thanos tried to get that. It did get that stone and a whole bunch of other stones with it. And then he snapped his fingers and half the Earth's population disappeared. And that was his solution to population control.
You're deep into this, aren't you? You and the whole family.
I thought everybody was.
Marvel. Is it Marvel or DC Comics? I get them all confused.
Oh, my God.
See, I have no idea.
Oh, my God. That's it? Okay, I'm going home.
Oh, God. Okay.
This morning, didn't you say, Batman and Superman, that's all you needed to see?
That's
it. I'm thinking, DC.
That's where I checked out.
A lot of bad movies, and that's the one you want to leave on. All right. But anyway, Marvel, Marvel Universe movies at all?
I'm not that big of a Marvel fan.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
I've seen a couple, but I haven't seen any recent ones.
Okay.
Really.
You don't really need to. They're all the same.
What kind of series are you into?
Like what kind of
movie series? I mean, what kind of genre are you a big fan of?
Oh, I don't know.
You like action movies? You like romantic comedies?
Slasher movies?
I haven't seen that many horror movies or slasher movies really, but
good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's a good, there are so many movies out there for Halloween. It's, Scream movie. I mean, all those Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis movies. All those.
My kid really was fascinated by the Scream mask.
You know?
I mean, that became very popular. That was a good one. But, But the slasher movies, for me, that was like the turning point for bad horror movies.
Yeah.
Because that isn't horror. That isn't a scary movie. It's a slasher movie. It's people getting murdered.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, so here it is, the 31st of October. Yeah. I don't know about any of the history of Halloween, really. I guess we could, you know, check the Google machine on it.
And all that stuff, you know, big deal, right?
You know, yesterday we were talking about witches and warlocks and, you know, and somebody texted me, you know, Gordy, you don't know anything about witches. And that was all they said. That's all, like, well, okay, inform me.
Why do you think we asked witches and warlocks to give us a call?
Yeah,
you
know, psychics.
We're trying to be educated here on the
show. There are some people that are really, you know, certified witches, I guess. You get a degree in that? I don't know.
I don't know either.
They're a part of the Wiccan religion or whatever.
I think you have to have a certain look, and then
I think you have to go to a bunch of meetings, and there's a lot involved.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, get a lot of credits built up, and eventually you get a diploma. Here's your broomstick. You are now a witch.
Go
fly away.
Okay, now you said that, right?
Right.
But if you ever watched Bewitched.
Oh, Samantha.
Samantha, ooh, hot, right? So if you ever watched that, and I did intently.
Why did she ever marry Darren? And then they replaced the original Darren with another Darren, never said anything about that.
Yeah, the other guy had health problems.
He did.
But, you know, Bewitched and Samantha hated being portrayed as an ugly witch over a cauldron and flying a broom.
Right.
You know, she just hated that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bad portrayal. Especially
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
She was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That was when they threw the bras out. Remember in that time?
Any of you witches out there that want to chime in, you call the witch hotline.
Women's lib. I mean, that was it was what it was all about.
That's right. 608-879-8255. That's the witch hotline this morning.
And Samantha was part of that movement, by the way. And well, remember, it was fun watching.
Then she had her evil sister, Sabrina.
Oh, yes.
Same Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yes.
I think she got paid double for that, actually. Don't you think?
I don't think so.
I would have bargained for that if I were her. But anyway, her evil sister would come and show up and then cause all kinds
of
trouble.
What a meaty part.
Oh, it was a great show.
She was sweet.
Yeah. So what else? I mean, we got Halloween going on. It's cold. Here we go again. Yeah. Winter is on the way.
We got
flurries.
People don't know it, but we got a little monitor here in the studio.
Right.
And it constantly says in the window, restart and install the Windows update.
You know, where do you see that?
I'm thinking, it's right there. You know, if we did that, we might actually enter into the 21st century. But,
you're right. It does say restart to install the Windows system.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. You know, we got the engineer saying, well, we don't know why this is happening, and we don't know why that's happening. I'm looking at this thing saying, restart Windows update. So,
hey, listen, we've got a lot of scary stories coming up over the next couple of hours
here.
Yeah, lots of scary stories.
Well, we want your scary stories.
Yes.
You know, I mean, what did you have a scary experience, a poltergeist, a ghostly experience?
Yeah, is your house haunted? Have you ever been in a real haunted house? You know, there's these haunted house tours.
I have one.
What do you mean you have
one? I have a story.
You live in a haunted house?
No, I have a story. Why am I? I have a 6-month-old puppy that seems to be barking at midair. So I'm thinking there's a ghost there. They're very perceptive. You just don't know.
It's a puppy. Okay.
This is the John and Gordy Show, WMDX, and we'll be right back with our Halloween special.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ghost in the Machine this morning, taking over.
Apparently. John and Gordy show.
Yeah, somebody's WMBX. Running the controls other than us.
We are on a different time clock. Oh, no. I'm shuddering.
See, time has shifted.
See?
It's Halloween.
It's anything what they call a ghost in the machine.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yep. And you were always afraid of technology just because of things like this.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently so.
But you have since changed, of course.
Oh, of course.
Now you love technology.
I do. There's nothing I love more than technology now.
You know, we kind of skipped, the first break. We were supposed to get into the headlines.
I know.
Latest news and everything. And then we just ramble on about Halloween. Why would we do that? Because it is Halloween.
We got distracted because of the snow, I think.
I guess
the cold.
That happens.
Yeah. First real snow. They're talking about maybe an inch of snow today around Madison.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cold.
I know.
It's 21 degrees at the wind chill.
It is.
31 degrees, actually. So...
Oh, wait. We have technology now at our fingertips.
You've got it right on your wristwatch there.
I do. And all I have to do is tap the screen, and I can come up with, feels like 20 still, and it's 30 degrees. So, right there.
It's just like Dick Tracy in the old days in the comics. You got it all right on your wrist.
Look, you're Mr. Weatherman. You should have a watch like
former.
This and be able to know.
Former weatherman. I did it for 20 years. That was enough. I said, I can't tap dance anymore. My feet are tired. I can't make it up anymore.
I sense a certain hostility here, my friend. Something deep down, what happened to you? Where did it go wrong?
My first day on the air, and then it was bad for 20 years. What else do you need to know?
Oh, I know.
No, I made it up all the way. What?
Because they required a lot of these TV weathermen to become meteorologists, right?
That's right.
Night classes to get your degree. Is that what happened?
I never had my AMS seal. That was the big deal back
then. But how do you get that?
Well, you get it through, first of all, you have to have a certain amount of education, go through college and get a degree in meteorology. Well,
something.
You don't have to, but you might as well.
But all these weathermen were on TV and they weren't meteorologists.
That's
and all
right.
of a sudden the wave of meteorology came in. And how did they all become meteorologists?
Because there
how
was a school,
happen?
And I think it's in Louisiana somewhere, where they decided they were going to create a curriculum just for on-camera meteorologists.
Oh, my God, really?
I'm doing air quotes
yes,
now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
We can see that.
So it was just really. We just the very basics of weather, which I already knew.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could get that degree pretty easily. You know, you got to have a little science, but the computers take care of all the meteorology forecasts anyway. The National Weather Service, all that stuff. They all get the same information. All the TV weather people get the same information.
You do know that right now there are aspiring weathermen out there.
Sure, they
young people.
Yeah, I know.
Thinking, you know, how do I get into TV and how do I do that weather forecast?
Yeah.
And this, your little explanation here.
Yeah.
The tips that you have offered us this morning
will
help somebody tip them into the media and become meteorologists.
That would be unfortunate if they took my advice because I don't have any clue. Don't ask me how they get into it anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if the thing is, if you know how to stand in front of a green screen and point, you're in pretty much. If you can get that far where you can get into the station, you can start as an intern, work your way up that way. There's lots of ways.
But
you got to really want to do it. And you have to get up at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning if you want to do it in the morning.
One of the more fascinating parts of that job, I would assume, is coming up with a new feature. You know, eyewitness weather. You know, you look out the window and you say, well, it looks like it's sunny today. And it looks like it's a little more brisk than I thought it would be today.
Well, in the old days, you know, you had your weather spotters out there.
The
they would call
spotter.
In, you know, and they, you know, get Mrs. McGillicuddy out in, you know, in Barneveld somewhere, looking out the window and looking at her home thermometer and saying it's 37 degrees. You know,
I've had that thermometer for 40 years. It's so accurate.
But now,
thanks for calling.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's a crazy business, and I did it long enough. And I'm glad to be back in radio
Such
again.
Such bitterness.
Not bitter about it. It was great. I had a good time when I was doing it. It went very well. It provided a nice career.
I wonder how many of these shooters out there are former weathermen, you know?
Oh, good Lord.
I'm thinking, you know, post-traumatic stress somehow.
Yeah, no, no, I don't think so.
Like postmen, you know? It's another one of those dangerous jobs.
I guess so.
So.
Yeah. You're creeping me out thinking about it now. Halloween, because Elmer Childress is rolling in his grave, spinning like a top.
You peer at everybody's door, telling them the weather forecast, scaring the daylights out of them.
Door to door weather?
Yes, door to door weather.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
hey.
We only had a doorbell they click. You know, Halloween.
Door to door weather.
Yeah, you know, here we go. Somebody's at the door right now. Oh, boy.
Oh.
It is National Doorbell Day, by the way. They because of Halloween, they declared it a day, National Doorbell Day.
How long ago was that? Is it before Ring doorbells?
Before, in the old days, you pulled a cord, which would initiate a ring and a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and then they invented electricity.
We saw that on, the Munsters?
Well, sure.
Right? They used to pull his cord.
Yes.
And Lurch would hear the big bell go
off
and stuff like that.
Yeah. The first electric doorbell, John, was credited to Joseph Henry Jr. In the 1840s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a movement, huh? I mean,
did that guy
cash in?
Imagine being a door-to-door doorbell salesman. You're knocking on doors. Hey, you could have a doorbell.
You know, you just mentioned a pet peeve of mine, by the way.
Yeah.
The doorbells that operate with little cells, the little batteries, you know, those little...
the battery.
Those little tiny batteries.
Yeah.
And you have a remote doorbell.
Oh, yeah.
And you have it outside, and the person inside is supposed to actually receive that signal from the doorbell on the outside.
Gotcha.
Doesn't work. Never worked. The batteries die instantly.
Yeah.
I hate those things. No one buy those doorbells.
Okay. All right.
Pet peeve of mine. That's
okay.
All right. John and Gordy.
We're coming back.
We'll be back.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli ground forces are moving deeper into Gaza today. The IDF has released video showing images of armed bulldozers clearing the way for their advance. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting calls for a ceasefire as the humanitarian situation in Gaza deteriorates. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Israel continues airstrikes as the ground assault moves in. In Gaza, doctors are operating in the corridors of hospitals, and victims are transported there using donkey-drawn carts. Aid has been coming in, but at a trickle.
The Biden administration says Hamas needs to allow people to leave Gaza through the Rafah crossing into Egypt. State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
Just as we believe they ought to release all the hostages they are holding, we believe they ought to release or let leave all the American citizens and other foreign nationals who are being basically forced to remain in Gaza against their will.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has met with students at Cornell University and announced heightened security measures after anti-Semitic threats against a campus Jewish center. The FBI has now joined the investigation. 22% of Cornell's student body is Jewish. Now to the aftermath of last week's mass shooting in Maine. CBS News has obtained records that show both the Army Reserve and a sheriff's department knew the gunman, Robert Card, had made threats, that his mental health was deteriorating, and that he had access to firearms. Governor Janet Mills says lawmakers will revisit the state's gun control laws.
Why did it happen in the first place? And what measures may have been in place that weren't used or were used? And that's what we'll get to the bottom of.
Officials say Card killed 18 people at a bar in a bowling alley in Lewiston. His body was found with what police believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound 2 days later. What's next now that each of Detroit's big three has settled up with striking union members? CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It'll be a few weeks before the ink is dry on these, assuming the auto workers vote them in. But the union has also essentially suspended the strike, so folks will be able to go back to work as soon as the plants are ready to restart production.
Trick-or-treaters will be out in full force looking for goodies tonight.
People, it's Reese's season.
Boo. CBS's Jared Hill with numbers from CandyStore.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, and Hot Tamales round out the top three. And the controversial candy corn is back on the list at number 8.
Candy corn also, by the way, ranked number 1 in most sugar per serving at 23 grams. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Bree's car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Yeah. Picked up 40 days of consistent scent. All over Bree's car, clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Bree's. La 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 la.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
We're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Hello, doorman, I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Here are the trick-or-treating hours in communities throughout central Wisconsin on Tuesday, October 31st. In Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Buren, 5 to 7 p.m. In Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. In Pittsville, 4 to 7 p.m. In Vesper, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. There will also be games and a movie at the Community Center in Vesper. Here's wishing everyone a safe and fun Halloween.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. Four different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with snow showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 37. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, 17. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Study, this psychology professor did a 15-year study on this. Yeah. He's been teaching classes in phobias during all that time. And the start of every semester, he asks his students the same question. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You know, what scares you?
Great question.
Students routinely cited spiders, snakes, claustrophobic spaces. But one of the things that really came out, a lot of them said they were terrified of clowns. Yeah, clowns.
Man.
A lot of kids are scared of clowns.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, yeah, they're fun. They laugh in your face.
There's actually a word for it. Cholerophobia. That's a fear of clowns. Cholerophobia.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know why they're scared of clowns?
Because of the horrible portrayal of clowns in movies and television.
Well, maybe. But part of it is, you know, they asked them, have you ever encountered a clown on the street? No. They answered no to that.
Wow.
Have they...
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's now because of the movies, television and everything. Yeah. So they have some funny characters running around, but no more of the white face clowns with the makeup and any of that stuff. They got rid of the clown car, too. No clown car.
Well, no, we've got a clown car. That's right here. That's in Congress.
Downtown State Street. Yeah. It's about a block away from us. There you go.
God.
So clowns, creepy.
Yeah. We hate them, and especially if they're politicians. That clown car.
Yeah, it just keeps running and
leave the station.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you know, let's bring it up.
Okay.
Let's bring it up.
All right.
The ultimate great clown movie.
Yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
What?
That is the great movie. Have you seen that?
I've never heard of this. Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Yes, Killer Clowns. There's a song.
I can just see the pitch movie. Okay, we got clowns, we got outer space. Put those two together, it's gold.
It is unbelievably scary and really good. And I think this is where, you know, these weird, big, giant clown faces were basically pulled from, that movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe not, but it seems like that's the first time I've seen any of these scary-looking clown faces.
Is it truly scary, or is it funny scary? Is it a funny movie?
No, it's a funny, scary movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it meant to be a comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But not in an Abbott and Costello kind of way.
No.
It's just like, okay, clowns in space.
Yeah.
And they're coming
at they turn and they capture people and they encase them in cotton candy balls. Yes.
No wonder Barnum and Bailey had to change everything. Get rid of the elephants. Can't do that anymore. No more horses. No more dog acts.
Look.
PETA's all over it. I get it.
I don't know if the people listening right now are, you know, just thinking,
what?
This is like you're saying this is the circus without the animals or the clowns, you know, and with video screens. And I'm just like, none of this really works for me.
Well, if you Google it, you'll see a little snippet of this. And it actually is, it's a spectacular show. And people actually are loving it.
Spectacular show with no clowns,
you know, the main
animals,
ring,
or?
You know, the main ring? It's all a video. It's like a circular video screen along the floor, tilted up.
Oh.
So they do all kinds of special effects and all kinds of lighting
and
stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's a big deal now.
Yeah. I mean, it's all special effects. Yeah. But they still have the acrobats.
Laser
and
lights coming.
The flying trapeze and all that stuff. So those people are in business. But the clowns, I don't know. Yeah, they're out of business.
Do they have nets under the people
on
the flying trapeze?
Good question.
Nowadays, we're pretty safe. We're a safe society.
I bet you somebody up in Baraboo at the Circus World Museum would know that, but I don't.
Well, I'm sure they'll call in.
608-879-8255. That's the John and Gordy hotline, everybody. 608-879-8255. We got the Facebook is fired up and ready to go. You can watch us at the John and Gordy Facebook page and make your comments there.
Maybe we're offering too much information here on the show because, you know, we're just like filling in what normally people would have called in about, you know? Well, I like Killer Clowns from Outer Space. You took that away from me, so I'm not calling in anymore, you know?
Well, there are other scary movies out there. You know, if somebody's got a scary movie. Oh, yeah. And The Exorcist? That's not really a Halloween movie, is it? It's scary.
Yeah, it's a scary movie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a, you know.
And any witches or warlocks, we're still waiting for your phone calls, too.
Possessions are, you know, good and scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But very first movie for me, one of the great scary movies, and this is a ghostly movie. Okay. It's entitled The Uninvited. Ray Milland is in that thing.
Ray Milland? It's an old movie.
It's one of these really, truly scary films. It's perfect. I mean, it's all of the things you would think of. It's a mansion, a scary, haunted mansion on a cliff. overlooking the ocean, and there's a ghost in the house, and it is absolutely the best ghost in a movie that I have ever seen. It is really, truly as good as the Banshee in Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Okay, I don't know.
Someday you're going to have to go to the big film festival that I have of all those old great movies that John likes.
Well, we've talked about a lot of movies, but what about Psycho? That's like the ultimate Alfred Hitchcock movie.
But it's a murder movie, you know?
Well, it's very scary, though. Yeah, there's a lot of tension and drama in the
scary shower scene.
The shower scene is.
But what about the rest of the movie? You know, kind of you know?
I don't think so. And The Birds, there's another one.
The Birds, one of the great movies of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've digitized them now. They're 4K.
Yeah.
So it's worked out. Oh, yeah. Speaking of 4K, they have turned all of the great old Universal movies into 4K movies. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Dracula, the originals, Bride of Frankenstein, The Creature from the Black Lagoon. They have turned all of these movies digitally into 4K, and they are gorgeous. You know, I was watching Turner Classic Movies.
Sure, I watched that.
The last couple of days, I don't know why, but it's just golden. I mean, that black and white is just, it's perfect.
Nothing like it. I like the Abbott and Costello, you know, meets the Mummy. And all those Abbott, they're just silly, stupid, funny stuff.
I got to tell you, Glenn Strange played Frankenstein in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yeah, great stuff.
And that guy played Frankenstein well. That was the second best Frankenstein.
Do you think kids today would get that? I think they would like that. They'd be so weird that they might think it's really funny.
Well.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think it holds up?
You know, I watch the Three Stooges every once in a while.
Sure.
You know, I don't know where, just accidentally. I don't want to be accused of watching the Three Stooges.
Marx Brothers were much funnier, but there you go.
Well, I don't know. They've got this quite the legend, the Three Stooges. But anyway, it was they had monster hauntings as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their stuff was good.
All right.
I don't know why I went into that.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Halloween and. You know, if you like to chime in on any of this, give us a jingle at 608-879-8255.
I do have my ghost story, my own ghost story.
What? Really?
Yeah.
We got a few minutes here.
Had an experience. Do we?
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes.
A couple minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to bleed this thing drier. I think I was about 6 or 7 years old out on a country farmhouse. We used to go out there for a week and help them bale hay. And it was one of the great labor experiences I've ever had. And I'm serious about that. I love working on the farm.
Okay.
But
I'm scared.
We were in this old farmhouse and they had all the old wallpaper up on the walls, you know, like a haunted house would have.
Yeah.
And they had a parlor in the front of the house and then two doors going to that parlor.
They had a parlor.
And I was crawling around on the floor. And the door was open just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I get to go into the parlor where they won't let us go.
Don't go
so
through.
So I crawled in there.
Don't go.
And all this stuff, all this junk is all over the place, you know, a playground for a kid. And I saw this this gray cloth, and I started pulling on it.
Oh, no.
And I realized that it was actually on somebody, and I looked up, and there was this old man looking down at me. And
doing?
I just ran out of the room screaming, and I went to my parents in the other room, in the dining room, and I told them what had happened, and they had no explanation.
Oh.
There was no one in that room. It was basically a person that had passed away already. That I described, and that was that's my story.
How old were you?
About 5 or 6,
oh,
7, something like that.
No wonder you're traumatized. It's really affected your whole life.
It has. That's why I got into radio.
That explains.
So,
explains so much. Oh my God.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh God.
But I did.
I was scared
saw that
there for a minute.
Yeah, this guy's looking down at me. And it was like he was like in black and white. Oh, and I'm like, you know, I ran out of there and that was it. And I described their grandfather who had passed away.
Yeah. So wow. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. That scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. I have goosebumps just thinking about it again.
Chills are running up and down my spine.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a couple of minutes here. It's 6:49. You're on the John and Gordy Show for Halloween morning.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Beauty for Soul, your destination for CBD and Delta-approved products right here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Located at 653 South Park Street,
Beauty for Soul offers a wide range of products to soothe your soul. And here's the best part.
They accept cash or Cash App for your convenience.
Beauty for Soul is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday with delivery hours extending past closing. Eat it, drink it, smoke it, everything you need to ease the soul, including tinctures. For more information, call 608-213-3492.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community Mad Radio informed, 92.7 and WMDX.
It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. I'm John Peterson.
I'm Gordy Young, and it's Mad Radio for a Halloween morning here.
Yeah. So, you know, people may ask, you know, well, why do you have gray hair, John? And that is why.
Well, after you told us that scary story. You that,
I know.
Boy, that's...
I started getting gray hair when I was 6 years old.
It hasn't stopped, has it? No, it kept going.
It kept going.
Yeah. So.
Man, so it's Freakfest. Hey, that's what they used to call it down here on State Street. Thank
Freak
you very
Fest.
Much for that.
Yeah, thanks for the you can text us here.
Yeah,
right, that's how that works. You text us on the Civic Media app.
We didn't have that up, so that's why we didn't know at the time.
There
so
we go.
Now we have it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right. You know, we haven't had our coffee break yet this morning. I think that's one of the things that we need to do every morning. In fact, I worked that into our deal when we signed up here. We got to have a coffee break, you know, once every hour. So
fresh coffee.
Fellas, don't drink that coffee.
It is the caffeine.
The sugar level, the caffeine level, all conspires to make things a little squirrely.
I don't think there can ever be enough, too much caffeine.
Caffeine is just a sort of a general phenomenon that should be, you know, spread and promulgated as many directions as possible.
You'd never guess there was a fish in the percolator.
That's my favorite line.
I know, it's a great line.
Is that who's that guy?
If you wanna wake up,
that's from Pines. What was it?
The Pines. Okay. Who's that actor? The weird actor that was in Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
He played a weird character.
Oh no, that's Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's that.
Most of those clips are from Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. I like this.
There was a show, Twin Pines or something like that, recently. I was getting mixed up.
Twin Peaks. That was kind of a creepy
show. That was
show.
A great... Yeah, I had a feature on my old show, Twin Peaks. We used to play a clip every week. The clip of the week from that show. They had great quotes.
Coffee. Yeah. Hope you're having a good hot cup of Joe this morning.
This song is so much better than anything Eric Clapton could play. So
Give me lots of fresh ground.
Coffee. Gotta have fresh ground.
Coffee.
It's all about the coffee.
Yes. Aaron, I'm with you, man. You know.
Who made the coffee here this morning? Did you do that? Did you? You did that, Sam? Are you much of a coffee drinker? Was that for us?
Yeah. I had a cup.
Okay.
I don't know. I got up a little earlier this morning.
Okay.
Aaron's, you know, telling me that he likes to go to the film festivals.
Yeah.
Same kind of stuff I like.
You're reading the text.
Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. But yeah. Thanks for helping me with the Twin Peaks. I actually thought of it myself, but I appreciate your help. No, really.
You need all that help we can
get. I do.
Yeah. We got a lot of stories coming up about more creepy stuff around here. You're checking more. We're getting more texts now. That's good.
I'm trying to figure out are you broadcasting the Ren and Stimpy show on every station?
Is that what they're calling us now? Really? We had a lot of Ren and Stimpy stuff during the early days.
Well, I have Ren and Stimpy music beds that I can't use because we're podcasting now, and there are rules and regulations and royalties to pay.
They banned Ren and Stimpy from podcasts?
It's protected material now.
Tough love, yeah. I guess.
There's a documentary on one of the streaming services, Chris Fellucci. I think it was, I can't remember, that's his last name, the animator of Ren and Stimpy, and it's a documentary on making Ren and Stimpy, very controversial animated series.
Are they still making new episodes?
No. No.
Well, they brought back Beavis and Butthead a couple of times.
Yeah.
They're making more of those.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll see that on our tech screen. Oh, they're bringing back Beavis and Butthead on this station.
Great. Yeah. 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 Open that can of worms. That's good. You can chime in on the John and Gordy hotline anytime or on Facebook, too, 608-879-8255. We'd love to get your calls, 608-879-8255. Somebody was complaining we didn't have the number on Facebook, so I'm holding it up to the camera right now.
Okay.
But I did put something else on there this morning where you can find the phone number.
Well, check our Facebook page. We've got to add it to the Facebook site.
Well, I know. We need it right near the top so people can see it.
Yeah.
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 Don't bury it down in the, you know,
using
body of
the phones.
Right. Yeah. Love to hear from. So are you ready for the Halloween people coming to your door, the trick-or-treaters?
Again,
do they come in your neighborhood or are they just too scared?
They don't come up to our house because we have a scary house.
Yeah, you have a long driveway.
We have a long driveway into the back.
It is a little foreboding.
Although I have lit up the outside, the exterior of the house, because it's a stone-like exterior. And with lights skimming off the edge of it, it looks beautiful. Anyway, it's scary. Yeah. Again, the kids they've never come up to the house.
So
we always have candy, and we always eat it all. And no kids ever come up to their door. So, people invite me over to their house.
You put the scary lighting on. Why would they come up there? Well, they're scared already.
They're
not coming up your long driveway. They're not going up there.
Yeah.
I get scared every time I go over there.
Which is why you hate coming over.
I never know which door to knock on.
That's true. We have two front doors.
You've got like seven front doors all around the house. I'm like, I don't know which door it is.
Well, you know, two are protected with firearms.
I've only been allowed to come to your house like twice in the last 18 years. So,
look, I just want to show everybody on the radio. This is a video streaming thing.
You mean on the Facebook?
Okay. Yeah, see?
This is my new
coffee container. Yeah, a thermos.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it allows you to drink it out of the top as opposed to through a straw, you know? And I'm having a hard time maneuvering this thing.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, if you tip it up and you start drinking it, is it going to just like all of a sudden collapse into your mouth?
It's like a dribble glass.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got coffee all down your shirt.
So I'm just trying to get used to it. I thought this is going to be a better idea. I'm not quite sure.
That's good. Bring it in and, you know, break it in on the air. That's good.
Well,
why not? Wow. Well,
I want, you know, next hour.
Yeah, we got more.
Besides taking calls, all of these scary calls from people, they're scary stories.
Yeah.
Come on. The movies that influenced you, we want to know. What was it? Was it something scary, a slasher movie? Was it a ghost movie? Was it some old classic black and white movie? We want to hear about it. What made you think that Halloween would be a fun time?
And we've got something on the very scariest family in America. Yeah, I don't want to tell you too much, but there's something, there's a family out there that's very, very scary. Yeah. So just hang on to that.
All right, Will. That thought. All right. Yeah. Don't be too afraid to come back.
Yeah.
If you're leaving.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Israeli ground troops are moving deeper into Gaza. The IDF reports progress against Hamas. CBS's Remy Innocencio from Tel Aviv.
The Israel Defense Forces say they have now killed the commander of Hamas's northern brigade, dropping a bomb on his location.